There must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth.
Okay, welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Investigative Journal, and I wanted to update in this short segment before I get to my guest, Eric O'Ryan, and a fascinating book called The Bush Connection. I wanted to update the Tour of Hope. Now, the Tour of Hope is a grassroots organization that I'm spearheading on this show along with Leo Zagami from Norway. And this is a group of activists around the country who are forming committees in their towns. We have a number of them in America and a number in Europe now who are not afraid to talk about the truth, not afraid to talk about the Vatican-led New World Order. Now, there's a woman named Hetty in Venice Beach, California, who is setting up a booth on the boardwalk there. Now, if you've ever been to Venice Beach, I used to live quite near there. Used to walk that boardwalk a lot, and used to live in Marina del Rey. It's an interesting place. Thousands and thousands of people go by there every day, and there's about 200 spaces where people can sell their wares, use it for a bully pulpit to talk about their views. And she's in space 65 the rest of this week, and will be moved on the weekend. But she's going to be there every day. And she says she has a sign-up. Here's an email from her, from Hetty from Venice, a Tour of Hope leader in Venice Beach, California. My signs say 9/11 was an inside job ordered by the Black Pope. Then I put your website, Leo's website, Eric Phelps' website, and this email address in MySpace Tour of Hope LA website. I'm in space 65 the rest of the week. Don't know the space number for the weekend. There are about 200 spaces on the boardwalk. I have three documents for people to take, and one-page list of 9/11 links, a handout about the Tour of Hope, and a five-page document, a basic overview of what is going on. I'm sending them to you as attachments so you can see what I'm doing. Let me know if you have any suggestions. I'm trusting in God that this will move the people's hearts so I can continue supplying information for people to take with them. I think it's safe to say there are a few people in LA tonight thinking about the Black Pope who never thought about him before. Good response from college students. Very interesting. They're very interested. If you want to make an announcement, I can reasonably commit to being there between noon and 4 every day for certain, but I will stay until sundown most days and usually arrive by 10 or so. Sundown is around 7. And so if you're in the Venice Beach area in California and you see Hetty, say hello. And she's another one of the members of the Tour of Hope, a group of activists not willing to just accept half the story, but wanting to know the full story about what's happening in the world and in America. If you want to join the Tour of Hope, like I said, you can contact me at 509-242-9681, or you can email me at my website at www.arcticbeacon.com, or you can go to Leo Zagami's website, which is www.IlluminatiConfessions.webfriend.it, and learn how to join there. Now, basically, what we're asking is that you form a committee of at least 6 people. We will then send you a charter. You can put your names on that and become another member of a person who wants to get at the truth in this country in a grassroots kind of manner. After that, we will also schedule speeches. I'm willing to come. There are many other people willing to speak, so we can do that. And we're going to all interconnect with an upcoming website and a newsletter. So anyway, if you want to join the Tour of Hope, contact me, the host of the Investigative Journal, at 509-242-9681. And I'll be back after this short message with my guest, Eric O'Ryan. And you're going to want to hear this story because he has an idea. Maybe Daddy Bush isn't really the son of Prescott. We'll be back right after this short message.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The words that I remember from my childhood still are true. That there's none so blind as those who will not see. And to those who lack the courage and say it's dangerous to try, well, they just don't know that love eternal will not be denied.
Okay, we're back for our first segment on the Investigative Journal. And like I said at the right before the break, if you're in Venice Beach, there's a presence of the Tour of Hope there, and it's Hetty has a booth, and she is spreading the word about really who are the spiritual controllers of the New World Order. Let's get right to my guest, Eric Orion. Eric has a fascinating story. It all started out when, it's a personal story that grew into a book called The Bush Connection. And I think I'm just going to leave the whole thing up to Eric Orion to tell us how it all came about. Eric, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Greg. How are you?
Good. It's been a long time. I had you on my show maybe over a year and a half ago, but I wanted to come back and get this story out because it's so fascinating. And tell us how it began, because I know it began with a personal relationship with a woman, and it grew from there. Go ahead.
In 1998, I was dating someone, and she had an elderly father. I had talked to her a few times, and over about the course of a year, I had established, a relationship between her and a friendly one with her father. When he was getting kind of sick towards about a year later, 1999, he started telling me a few stories. Right, he claimed to have been Hitler's bodyguard, a former SS Nazi commando named Otto Skorzeny. All right. He told me a bunch of amazing stories, and he gave me a whole shoebox full of 60 years worth of photographs of wanted SS Nazi war criminals who were supposed to be dead, according to the history books. Photos of people that he personally helped hide and escape in the CIA, in the post office, and in other federal agencies throughout America over the years.
Wow, incredible, incredible story. So we have, you met him in Florida, correct?
Yes, in Florida, yes.
What city?
Boynton Beach, which is Palm Beach County, Florida.
And this was back in 1997. Now, I'm sure after he mentioned he was the bodyguard of Hitler, Otto Skorzeny, it created a lot of interest. Did his physical makeup match what you found in the history books?
100%. He was at least 6'4" tall, and he was tall and skinny, and he resembled the archive photos that were posted in the history books and on the Internet. Except for one thing, the history books have him with a big slashing scar on his left cheek, but he had plastic surgery over the years to have that removed, the big scar on his left cheek.
And he did mention to you, and in your conversations with him, he was talking about at least 50 to 60 Nazi war criminals that he personally helped relocate in America. Can you get into that point a little bit?
The primary ones that he told me about and gave me photos were only about five or so. Some of the most wanted Nazis of all time, specifically Dr. Joseph Mengele, Alu the Butcher, Brunner, Reinhard Gehlen, Walter Rauf, Martin Bormann, and SS Nazi Dr. August Hirt, H-I-R-T. The worst of the worst are the ones that he helped hide and escape, and those are the only ones I really know about and have photos of.
Tell us more about these conversations. I mean, this is quite interesting. You're dating this girl. Her father turns out to be the bodyguard of Hitler. Go ahead.
Well, he knew that I was Jewish and I was a good guy, and he wanted his story to get out, that he was who, in fact, who he said he was. He has a personal grudge against the Bush administration for consistently screwing him out of money throughout the years through various different ventures when he was working with the CIA. That was his main reason, that he wanted to get even, you know, with the Bush administration and the Bush family. He told me some amazing stories about how he and one of his Nazi buddies, Reinhard Gehlen, murdered Dr. Nikola Tesla. They stole his best inventions, and they were able to recreate them before the end of World War II. All right, so according to Skorzeny, the Nazis had Tesla's best stolen American-made technology, and they were able to use that along with stolen Holocaust money as leverage to merge the whole SS Gestapo with American OSS to form the CIA after the war. And that's basically who the CIA really is. It's a bunch of Nazis that took us over from within with stolen American-made Tesla technology and Holocaust money.
So let's get back to – go ahead.
Okay. He told me lots of other stories. Those are primarily some of the big ones. He took part in the assassination of JFK. He was claiming to have been on the grassy knoll standing next to George Herbert Walker Bush. And he claims that Oswald was just a patsy, and there was two other shooters involved too. But he was definitely there with George Herbert Walker Bush on the grassy knoll the day JFK got murdered.
And he told you that, correct?
Yes.
Now, what was he? You said his main reason for wanting to come forward. How old was how old was Skorzeny when you met him?
About 90 years old, 90, 91, if I'm not mistaken.
And he said the main reason, one of the reasons, was he got screwed over a lot of money by the Bush family. Did he ever go in depth on some particulars on that?
No, he never really elaborated, other than to say it wasn't just a one-time occurrence. It happened constantly. He was tired and frustrated, and this was his way of saying thank you, you know, George Bush.
All right, so why don't we get into it? You know, this is such a fascinating story. The shoebox of pictures, whatever happened to those?
I have all those photos. They're all in Ziploc baggies in a safe deposit box in a bank somewhere down here. But I have scanned them all into my computer, and I have them saved on multiple disks. I have photos of Otto Skorzeny with Barbara Bush, with George Herbert Walker Bush, and other Nazis, too, from the 1940s. Personal family photos that you'll never see anywhere else. According to Scorsese, the president's father, the current president's father, George Herbert Walker Bush, was not actually born in America. Okay, he was actually the son of Nikola Tesla's illegal immigrant accountant named George H. Scherf Sr. Okay, so George Herbert Walker Bush, the president's father, was really George H. Scherf Jr., the son of Nikola Tesla's accountant, George H. Scherf Sr. And that's the Bush family secret right there.
So Scorsese tells you that George Scherf, who's Nikola Tesla's accountant, is actually
his son.
Right. So go into that a little bit, because let's get some dates and ages of Bush and where he was born, and then how he ended up in the hands of Prescott Bush, according to Scorsese.
The story I got was that George Herbert Walker Bush, he was actually George H. Scherf Jr., like I just mentioned, when he was about 14 years old, he came over to the United States, allegedly from Germany, to work for his father, who was Tesla's accountant, as a secretary. That's who his job was. He was young, 14 years old. Okay, he worked for Tesla for about 2 years. Okay, while he was working for Tesla, he was stealing his inventions and giving them to the Nazis to help Hitler win World War II. Okay, George H. Scherf forged their birth certificate, claiming to have been older and claiming to have been the son of Prescott Bush, and he joined the U.S. Navy at the age of 16. Okay, that's a documented fact that Bush forged their birth certificate with the wrong date on there for his birthday, but no one knows that he wasn't really related to the Bushes. He was the son of George H. Scherf Sr. Okay, Bush joined the Navy, and he established a reputation. Okay, the history books say that Bush is the World War II hero. That's not true. Okay, I was able to track down eyewitness testimony from one of Bush's squadron buddies, a guy named Chester Mazursky, who claims that Bush abandoned his crew to death and when there was another alternative. He said Bush didn't get shot down that day. He claims that Bush jumped out of his airplane and crashed it and killed his two crew members to establish a false reputation for being a World War II hero. He claims that Bush never got shot down. He jumped out of his airplane, and Bush's plane was the only plane that never made it back that day. He said that Bush violated the primary rule of an airplane captain, that the captain is always the last one out of the plane and not the first one to go bailing out. All right, so Bush had Nazi sympathizers in the Navy that covered for him and gave him a Medal of Honor instead of court-martialing him for being a cowardly, treasonous Nazi the way it should have been. And that's
and
the
Mazursky,
real story.
Now, Mazursky, how did he know this? Where was he?
He flew with Bush. He was one of Bush's buddies that flew alongside of Bush at the time in a nearby aircraft. He saw firsthand.
And he was in an aircraft near Bush when this occurred, right?
Yeah, a TBF Avenger, just like Bush's. They're on a mission flying back, and Bush's plane was the only plane that didn't make it back that day because they were not under fire, according to Majerski, Chester Majerski.
Whatever happened to Scherf, the accountant? Did you ever track that down?
I've never been able to access any information. It's like the government runaround. You contact one agency, they refer you to another agency, and then they claim they know nothing about it.
But Scherf, the accountant, did he ever make it over to America?
Yeah, he worked for Nikola Tesla in New York City, and that's where he brought his son over. Yeah, he worked with Tesla at his New York City laboratory.
Now, what did Scorsese tell you about Tesla? What happened to him?
Well, what happened, Tesla had been on the front cover of Time magazine in 1931, I believe. And that's what really got Hitler's
Eric, can you hold that? And then we'll
sure.
come back and pick it up and into what Scorsese told you about Nikola Tesla. Back
sure
after
can.
This short message.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Oh, walking towards Washington.
Oh, till peace has come.
Okay, we're back in the Investigative Journal. My guest is Eric O'Ryan. Eric, we left off your book, by the way, The Bush Connection, correct? How can people get that? Let's tell them first, which documents all this, what we're talking.
Okay, Greg, yeah, I have a website. It's at www.thebushconnection.com, thebushconnection.com.
And that's where they can get a copy of your book.
Yeah, right now it's an electronic format. It's saved
all
on
right.
a CD-ROM.
And, you know, I may even help you and put – I think I may even put it up on my website so people can get a copy of it. But let's get back to what we were just discussing, Nikola Tesla. What happened to him? Did Skorzeny ever say what happened to Tesla?
Well, according to the history books, Nikola Tesla had died in his sleep as an old man, I think January 7th, 1943. That's what the history books say. But that's not actually what happened. According to Skorzeny, Tesla had called the American OSS up to give him his best inventions that he had. He had recently perfected his death ray, or Tesla cannon, that fired electronic magnetic pulses, or EMP, that could disable any mm-hmm. aircraft up to 200 miles away. He had several patents and other invention designs for free energy-driven cars, rocket ships, and alleged, anti-gravity flying disc. He had several other machines, electronic mind control and mind reading devices, and a couple other real neat ones. But according to what Skorzeny told me, Tesla tried to call the government to give them to the OSS to keep them out of the Nazis' hand. And the phone number at the OSS went right to George Herbert Walker Bush, who was recently hired by the OSS. So George Herbert Walker Bush who used to work for Tesla underneath the name George H. Scherf Jr., sent his two buddies over, Otto Skorzeny and Reinhard Gellin, claiming to that they were OSS agents for the Americans, which they weren't. They were two Nazis at the time. So Tesla unknowingly gave his best inventions to two Nazi agents claiming to be American OSS agents. After Tesla described how to use all his inventions and the plans, they suffocated him, they strangled him, and took his best inventions and went back to Nazi Germany to perfect them to use against America, which they did. So the Nazis now had Tesla's best American-made advanced Tesla technology, and they were able to perfect it, and they used that along with stolen Holocaust money as leverage to merge the whole SS Gestapo with the American OSS after World War II to form the CIA. And that's who the CIA really is, Hitler's Third Reich in America, using stolen American-made Tesla technology for their own interest and the interest of the Bush family. And that's the real story of what happened to Nikola Tesla. He was murdered. He did not die in his sleep.
Now, have you ever tracked down where this technology ended up? I mean, it did go back to Germany during World War II. What happened after that? Transferred into the hands of these same people, now maybe using some of these weapons against other enemies, including maybe the American people?
So exactly. Yeah, basically, like I mentioned, the Nazis stole American-made Tesla technology. They reverse-engineered it, or they helped create some of the stuff that Tesla had blueprints for that the Americans never did before because they thought Tesla was a crazy man, a mad scientist. But now the Nazis had stolen American-made advanced technology that Tesla made, and they were using it against us. And it was better than anything in the world. So they had, America had no other choice other than to merge the whole SS Gestapo, who was now in control of the American-made Tesla technology that they claimed, of course, was made by Nazi rocket scientists. So that's how the whole Nazi Third Reich basically came over to America after World War II, because they had stolen American-made Tesla technology and stolen Holocaust loot to bribe their way to use as leverage. And that's who the CIA really is. They're in control of Tesla's advanced stolen technology, and they're using it not for the good of the Americans, but to create earthquakes and floods and storms and to really screw the American people instead of helping them like Tesla had envisioned, basically.
Right. Now, when's the last time you saw him, when he passed away? And tell us what happened to you after the word got out that you had this information.
Well, as far as I know, Otto Skorzeny died December 31st, 1999. That's as far as I know. A couple of years afterwards, I guess around 2001 and 2002, I had contacted the U.S. Justice Department Office of Special Investigation. I tried to get a hold of Mr. Eli Rosenbaum or another guy named Mr. Schwartz. They're the ones who are supposed to track down and prosecute Nazi war criminals. All right, unfortunately, that's not the case. One of their representatives called me back, and they basically told me that I was wrong. All these Nazis are dead. I'm mistaken, and I'm wrong. So that's what they told me. So the next day, I'm driving along, and someone was flashing their lights behind me in their car for me to pull over. I was a little apprehensive at first, but I did anyway. And someone walked up to my bumper, and he had something in his hand. I took off real quick. The guy ran back into his car, and he hauled ass and followed right behind me. I ended up driving through three lanes of traffic, and I ended up in a public parking lot, like into a public place, and he drove up next to me, gave me a dirty look, and he drove off. All right, there was no doubt that that the U.S. government hired a hitman to kill me because I had this information. There's no doubt at all.
And but, you told them the information you had, the photos, yeah. The rest of that, correct?
Yeah, I told them I had 60 years worth of photos, and I gave them all their American aliases, and they all worked for the CIA. And they lied and told me that I was wrong, and that they were all dead. But then they hired a hitman to kill me.
Okay, let's come back right after this three-minute break, and we'll continue with this fascinating story. My guest is Eric Orion, back after this short message.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Broken lines, broken strings, broken threads, broken springs, broken idols, broken heads, people sleeping in broken beds. Ain't no use jiving, ain't no use joking.
Okay, we're back. My guest is Eric Orion. And, Eric, we left off after you went to the Justice Department with this information, and then they allegedly put out a hitman on you. What's happened since? I mean, I know you didn't stop. Tell us what happened after that, just so we know how you pursued trying to get at the real truth and then publishing your book. Go ahead.
Well, I spent several years researching everything that Squarzini told me and to try to verify the photos, which I was able to, and I put a book together, a 100-page book, The Bush Connection, and I got it copyrighted. So I do have copyright protection on it. I've sent it out to several publishers. Unfortunately, most of the publishers are controlled by the Bush family, New World Order, neocons, and anything anti-Bush, they're afraid of it, and they just won't let it get published. Some publishers actually told me to write romance novels because people like to read romance novels. I tried contacting other agencies outside our country, the Israeli Mossad, but they never responded. And I also tried contacting a couple so-called Nazi hunters, the Klarsfelds, Serge Klarsfeld in France. But apparently they're just a bunch of neocon shills, as was Simon Wiesenthal. Simon Wiesenthal was just a front, the whole organization, They never did anything to really capture Nazi war criminals. They were just paid a paid shill company by the CIA to confuse people and to help hide the Nazis, actually. All right, let me think what else I can tell you about that. I've been trying really hard to get this thing published. I have a website together. I've spoken to many different people. Some people don't want to believe it because what I have to say contradicts what the history books have to say. But I have a question for you and all of your listeners out there. Can anyone name one good thing the CIA has ever done for America? All right, can anyone out there please tell me one good thing that the CIA has ever done for America? I would like to know. Right now, I'm in the process. Okay, go on. I'm sorry.
No, good point. Go ahead. You're in the process of doing what?
I'm in the process now of trying to obtain publishers. I just had a professional artist redo the cover for my book. I'm really trying to promote it and get the word out there because people need to know about this.
Right. And before we get back to the Bush, the allegations, of course, Sandy said about Bush not being the son of Prescott, what about some of these other what about Hitler? I know he mentions he talked about what really happened to Hitler. Some say he didn't die in the bunker. Tell us Skorzeny's version. He was his bodyguard. Go ahead.
Here's the real deal with Adolf Hitler. They faked Hitler's death. Okay, the day of Hitler's alleged suicide, female SS Nazi pilot Anna Reich flew to the Führer bunker to try to talk Hitler out of committing suicide, and unable to, she flew off by herself. And that's what the history books say, that she was unable to, so she flew off by herself. That's not what happened. Otto Skorzeny, they had a Hitler lookalike, some poor fool that had a slight resemblance to Hitler. They shot him between the eyes, and then they passed that off as the bogus corpse. Basically, Hannah Reich flew Otto Skorzeny and Adolf Hitler away the day of Hitler's alleged suicide. She flew him off to Austria, where the Vatican hid him out for a while. But they definitely faked Hitler's death, and Hitler was alive and well till at least 2 years ago when he died as the oldest man in America at the age of 114 years old. And his, according to Skorzeny, his name was William Coates, C-O-A-T-E-S, William Coates, and he died in Bethesda, Maryland, February of 2004, the real Adolf Hitler. That's what really happened.
And where did he spend a lot of this time between that, between 2004 and, well, of course, Skorzeny was dead by then, so he lost track of him. But where was Hitler always in this country, or was he in other places, according to Skorzeny?
He was in lots of other places, but according to Skorzeny, the U.S. government hid him out at Camp David. He lived in Bethesda, Maryland for a while. He had numerous stays at the Bush family ranch. And he was a VIP guest for many years in Glacier National Park at McDonald Lodge. He was an
now, did he change his appearance? Did they do a – did Skorzeny said – I'm sure you asked, how did he stay undercover? I know age
well,
can do that,
off,
but did they
– Yeah. First thing, they shaved off that stupid little mustache. That was the first thing they did. And they surgically altered his left ear. They surgically altered his left ear. They clipped it a little bit. So Hitler had several doubles, but the real double has two indentations, two craters on top of each other on his left cheek and a deformed left ear. That's how you can tell who the real Hitler really is.
And so he then lives to the ripe old age of 114. That is amazing. Would they keep him alive with certain types of technology they had or what?
Well, I guess I'm sure they have anti-aging hormone injections and vitamins, I would assume.
Yeah, Daddy Bush is getting up there in age, and he's perfectly healthy. So I wonder what they're doing with him. Anyway, so we have this story about Hitler. What about Reinhard Gehlen and the rest of these the top names? Did he get into particulars about what they were doing?
Well, they mentioned that the CIA's Nazis were all behind the Bay of Pigs fiasco during the 60s. They constantly fed the Americans false and bullshit information about every topic whatsoever. The Nazis that were brought over to help America after World War II did nothing but confuse Americans and provide misinformation and absolute lies throughout their entire CIA careers. According to Skorzeny, you know, Gehlen was with him when he murdered Nikola Tesla. It was those two who murdered Tesla. And according to Skorzeny, Reinhard Gehlen was actually the tower shooter in the book depository building when JFK was supposed to be assassinated. He was where Oswald was supposed to be, and Oswald was in the floor below him. The reason they got Oswald's fingerprints on the rifle because they went out shooting with Oswald a couple days before, you know, CIA training and whatnot, and they took his gun and they didn't wipe the fingerprints off it. That's how they got Oswald's fingerprints on there. Yeah, Reinhard Gehlen basically still works for the CIA. He's still alive. He was Hitler's spy master. And many history books don't even mention Reinhard Gehlen because he is, in fact, still alive, despite what the history books say. Joseph Mengele, I'm claiming that Joseph Mengele is the San Francisco Zodiac killer and also the real Boston Strangler who has never been caught. And I'm also saying he's responsible for mailing the anthrax in 2001.
Right, now you found that out after Skorzeny died, but now is so you're saying Mengele is still alive, or did he pass on after 2000?
Yes, I'm saying that Dr. Joseph Mengele is very much still alive. He looks much younger than he really is due to a history of facelifts and anti-aging hormone injections. But Nazi war criminal CIA spook employees are the brains behind the Brotherhood of Aryan Nations, organized crime hate groups, and other gangs across the country. Despite what the government says.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, yeah. Go ahead.
Yes, according to what I discovered, too, I have photos of Mengele wearing his Zodiac robe with a big anthrax sore on his left hand, and also photos of him with his glasses on that match up with the composite drawings for the San Francisco Zodiac killer. And basically, the Zodiac killer has never been caught, neither has the real Boston Strangler. Someone named Albert DeSalvo confessed to being a strangler, but he wasn't actually the strangler, and he was murdered in jail when he was going to recant his confession that he wasn't the strangler. And no one has ever been tried or caught for the murder of Albert DeSalvo, the alleged Boston Strangler. But you heard it first. I'm the one telling you that Dr. Joseph Mengele is the Zodiac killer, the real Boston Strangler, and the anthrax mailer killer of 2001. I elect.
Now, where would have you traced down where Mengele is right now? Or is it difficult?
The last I know, he was living in Florida, in Hernando, Florida, until about 2 years ago. He has since moved after, I'm sure, the U.S. Justice Department put a hit on me. They told all these other Nazis that I knew about them. So I'm sure that he has since moved. You can guarantee that.
Now, in the last couple of years, has your life calmed down? Have things calmed down a bit?
Yeah, I haven't had any death threats against me or any attempts that I'm aware of. You know, things are pretty cool. I'm always packing heat just in case.
Yeah, very smart.
The more I talk about this, the more public I am with this, the less inclined they're going to be to try to bump me off. I hope.
and I would say try to get this story out. I mean, there's the parts of, you know, let's get back to George H. Walker Bush. Now, that is such an interesting story. Has he ever, or anyone near the Bush family, ever commented about your story?
No.
At all?
They ignore me. They give me the silent treatment. That's what they do.
Now, how sure are you that he was the son of George H. Scherf, Nikola Tesla's accountant?
I have no way to prove it 100%, but based upon the readings and the writings of Nikola Tesla that I've read, and the fact that he's been suppressed from technology or from our whole history books, Nikola Tesla, I would agree with Skorzeny 100%. Now, I'll see the photos of his accountant, Tesla's accountant, and his hairline matches Herbert Walker Bush's perfectly. You know, the balding, recessed hairline. I'll tell everybody there is an official birth certificate for George Herbert Walker Bush on file that I was able to locate from the Vital Statistics Office in Milton, Massachusetts. So, of course, there is an official one that he was born in America from Prescott Bush in Milton, Massachusetts on, like, June 20th, 1924, I think. But I have not been able to locate a birth certificate for George H. Scherf, Jr. anywhere, like in Germany or wherever else he was supposed to be born, but I've been trying.
Now, were there ever any references through Tesla or any other thing you read about the accountant's son?
Yeah, it recently released declassified FBI documents on Nikola Tesla. If you do like a Google or a Yahoo search on the Internet, you look up George H. Scherf Jr., and some of the FBI files come up, and it mentions that it was Tesla's associate, and he was trying to subpoena records and all of Tesla's inventions and writings from the government. It's George H. Scherf Jr. He was trying to take hold and take possession of all of Tesla's stuff after Tesla's death. There is record of that.
Now, how did Prescott Bush get involved in this story and adopt Scherf, according to Scorzini?
Sure. Prescott Bush was a renowned Nazi sympathizer. He was a senator at the time, and he was running the New York Banking Corporation, the Union Bank up in New York. Hitler was sending stolen Holocaust money to Prescott Bush during World War II for him to launder and help create for a Fourth Reich after World War II. All right, President Roosevelt found out about this and had Prescott Bush arrested for training with the enemy. He was convicted as a treasonous Nazi traitor for training with the enemy during World War II. All right, Prescott Bush had a good close relationship with Adolf Hitler, along with the Rockefellers, the DuPonts, and a lot of other rich people during the time. That's how Prescott Bush found out about the plan to send George H. Scherf Jr. over to work for Nikola Tesla to help befriend him and steal his inventions to help out Hitler. That's how Prescott got into the whole raft of it.
And then he declares that that's his son. Now, was there any references regarding the first time that his son ever appeared on the scene? Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, Scorzini mentioned that a few people at the time had some problems, and he would get in their face and tell them that there is no problem. You know, you got a problem, you deal with me. He's the son. He's Prescott Bush's son, and that's it. You know, or I'll kick your ass, basically. So there were threats and intimidation to the first round of people when Bush came onto the scene, George Herbert Walker Bush, for sure. And everyone accepted it after a while. Okay, it must be true because everyone else is saying that it is. They just accepted the fact. But he became a U.S. president, and he was not born in America. President's father.
Yeah, that's interesting. He's lied before. I mean, let's talk about one big lie, the one he said about when he first entered the CIA, and that's a lie. He was in it long before he said officially he was a member of the CIA. And the court congressional record documents uncovered by journalist John Buchanan verifies the Bush Nazi connection, Prescott Bush connection, and it's verified in the congressional record. The question I have, and I'm sure you wondered about this, how has this family been protected all these years? It shows a deep Nazi involvement in our country. If a family like this, that's been convicted for sympathizing with the enemy, has so many black marks on it, how come they're still being protected by our Congress and Senate? Have you ever asked that question? It's amazing to me. And also by our media, who will not tell the truth. What's your thoughts about that?
Well, I think about that all the time. I think it's amazing the power and the reach that the Bush family really has. It all goes back to the ill-gotten gains during the Holocaust. You know, they got billions and billions of dollars sent to them directly from Hitler to his father, you know, Prescott Bush, and that they have amassed a fortune based on stolen Holocaust money, and they're the ones who are in charge of Tesla's secret and best inventions, the Bush family. George Bush knows all about that. Another thing I want to touch on, that Barbara Pierce Bush is allegedly the sole heir to the Pierce Arrow Company, and she controls Tesla's patent. Tesla had patents on electric-powered cars that ran on electric free energy that was transmitted to it wirelessly. And she is allegedly being paid by OPEC and all the other big auto manufacturers to suppress these patents to keep free energy cars and non-oil polluting engines off the market. That's her connection to the whole New World Order, Barbara Pierce Bush. The Bush family is in control of Tesla's secret patents. And the CIA, and they're not releasing them to the Americans. They're using them for their own use and for the benefit of their own select rich friends, the neocons, the New World Order elite.
Yeah, and I say this to all the congressmen and senators out there. Why don't you read the congressional record and bring it up to your constituents in the next election? And you guys that are running for president, the new supposed liberals on the scene like Dennis Kucinich and Ron Paul, why don't you bring this up, gentlemen? Why don't you talk about the Bush connection? If you don't want to go as far as Scorzini, why don't you at least bring up the connection in the congressional record, which is documented? And you know what? They won't. And I'll say they won't because they're in the pocketbook of these people. So let's not just hinge our hopes on shills like those guys. And if they want to come on my show and talk about it, they're welcome. So let's see if they can put, the truth before their political aspirations. And also, I think they're just used, those two I mentioned, to placate the American people, to make them think we're doing something when we're really not. Let's get to the point. Bush is a Nazi, and let's try to out him. And first out him, and then get rid of them. I mean, really, do Americans want to be led by these type of people? Have you thought about that, Eric? Maybe they do.
Yes, all the time. Yes, I do.
Yeah, okay, listen, we're going to take a short break, come back with our final segment with Eric Orion. Back after this on the Investigative Journal.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Segment. We're running out of time with Eric Orion, and I need to get to the phones here. We have another Eric. Eric in Pennsylvania, you're on the Investigative Journal. Do you have a question or comment for my guest?
Yes. Great program, Greg. You're doing a great job, and thank you, Mr. Orion. You have wonderful information. And I was just wondering, is it possible to obtain 4 pictures of Hitler after he escaped the bunker from you?
I have one shot that was given to me by Otto Skorzeny of Otto Skorzeny at McDonald Lodge with his left profile, with his surgically altered left ear and the 2 craters on his left cheek. I only have one. And, you can check out my website. I'll have that posted later today for you.
Oh, that would be wonderful. And what's your website again, Mr. Royan?
It's called www.thebushconnection.com. The Bush Connection, BUSH Connection.com.
Wonderful. Great show. Thanks so much, Greg.
Okay, Eric. Thanks a lot. Eric Royan, a couple of minutes left. Boy, this story is huge. So many dots have been connected with the Bush family. It wouldn't surprise me if what Skorzeny's telling you was true. You've got photographs and your personal integrity to back that up too. And also that hit they tried when they tried to come after you is another sign that they're hiding something. I think it's known by many Americans that Nazis were flooded into this country. This is just another piece of the story, and the Bush family is right in the middle of this. The Tesla information. It's just look at what Mazursky, the pilot, said about Bush in the Second World War. Unbelievable. Any last comments? We got a minute or so. Eric, go ahead.
First of all, Otto Skorzeny was not a wanted Nazi war criminal after World War II. He was acquitted of Nazi war crimes at the Nuremberg trials, but he helped hide and escape other Nazis. He helped hide and escape. Otto Skorzeny, I believe everything he told me to be true. I have no reason to doubt it based upon the research that I did. I would still like to ask anyone if they can name one good thing the CIA has ever done for America. If anyone out there knows a publisher, please let me know. And also, I would like to talk about this in further detail in a bigger venue, like maybe The Daily Show, Colbert Report, or maybe Larry King Live. I encourage anyone to send me an email. And I encourage anyone to try to disprove any of my photos or anything that I'm saying. I encourage you to try to do that.
Well, you know what you can do? Yeah, what you do is we'll have you can get my archive show, and please send that to one of the gentlemen you just mentioned, Larry King especially, because he likes to walk arm in arm with Daddy Bush every year, and he's probably one of their sympathizers, so I'd like to know his story, too. He's getting millions of dollars for spreading lies on CNN. Take this archive show, send it to him, and also a copy of your book, and let me know how things go, and I'll help you any way I can, and I'll do this. So I'll promise you we will have you on in the next month. How's that?
That sounds great, Greg.
All right. We still got a little time here, so I don't want to rush you off until we hear that music. I still want to get every second with you. What's interesting?
I got a few other things. Skorzeny told me about a few hits that he did. One, of course, with JFK. He claims to have taken part in the murder of the homosexual degenerate FBI leader J. Edgar Hoover. He, along with George Bush, allegedly, and another Nazi, killed him on Nixon's orders. That's one thing the history books won't tell you about. Another thing, people think that the media is liberal. That's ridiculous. It's conserved by the Christian fascist neocons out there. So anything that's against Bush, it's very tough to get into the press or on the news because they just won't do it. Unfortunately, maybe during the 40s before World War II, it used to be a liberal media, but not anymore. Right now, I just want to say I'm against the war in Iraq, and I hope that Bush gets impeached